现在读两段圣经。
We'll read two Bible passages.
加拉太书六章十五节。
Galatians 6:15.
我只要看最后一节一句话，加拉太书六章十五节。
Galatians 6:15, and I'm just focusing on the latter part of the verse.
他那里讲了一句话，说要紧的做新造的人。
But a new creation.
我们今天最要紧的就是成为一个新造的人。
The most important thing for us today is to be a new creation.
我们读哥林多后书五章十七节，我们就不读了。那里说，若有人在基督里
，says in 2 Corinthians, if any man be in Christ,
他就是一个新造的。
Then he is a new creation.
OK, 我们读另外一段圣经，哥林多后书三章六节。
2 Corinthians 3:6.
他这里只很简单哈，只有一句话，他说他叫我们能承担这个新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Here it says, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
我很喜欢英文，叫字句 kills, 字句把你杀掉。不是死了，是把你杀掉了，但是经意让你活的。
I really like the English version. It says the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
我想我先读这两段圣经哈。
I just start with these two passages.
我们刚刚，也不是刚刚哈，我们从退休回来一两个礼拜了，两三个礼拜了。
From the retreat up to now.
我不知道大家还对这个退休会所讲的，我们还记得多少。
I don't know how much we can recall from the retreat.
最少我们知道是讲到成为一个门徒。
We know that how to be a disciple.
我过去两个月的时间也是跟弟兄姊妹交通到成为门徒。
And in the past 2 months, I was also sharing about disciples.
主耶稣升天之前就是一个呼召，说你们要去使万人做我的门徒。
Before his ascension, the Lord commands the disciples to make disciples of men.
你发现了，如果你读圣经啊，你读新约或者整本圣经，圣经只是对门徒说的话。
When you read the Bible, you will notice that the word is for the disciples.
如果你不是成为门徒，你圣经你读不懂。
If you're not a disciple, it would be
你会有很多的问题。
You will have lots of questions.
我们弟兄这次在退休会，他讲，如果我们不是门徒，那我们可能就是囚徒。
Our brother said, if we are not disciples, then we're just prisoners.
Prisoner.
Yeah.
谁的囚徒呢？魔鬼的囚徒。
Who's prisoner? It's prisoner of Satan.
因为你在那里，你完全没有自由。
Because in that situation, you don't really have freedom.
我们在魔鬼的手中，我想做的善我做不到，我不想做的恶我都去做。
In the hand of the enemy.The good that we know we should do, we cannot do.
我们弟兄还讲了另外一个，他说，如果你不是囚徒，你可能是叛徒。
And then, if you're not a prisoner, then you might be one who
turned away. 什么叫做叛徒呢？
Who is one who turned away?
一个叛徒乃是说，我就照我的自己的意思来到神的面前。
One who turned away is one who comes to the Lord by his own method.
我们今天这个时代啊，自我为中心非常严重。
In this age, everybody is so self-centered.
So, 我们有说，我就认为我这样到神面前是可以的。
And people regard that the way they go to the Lord is the right way.
但是圣经给我们看到，所以圣经不是用叛徒哈，但是神不喜悦。
But the Bible said the Lord is not pleased.
我们也知道哈，我们信主不是要叫我们做一个好人。
When we believe, it's not that we are just to be good men.
很多人说我信主，说我能够成为一个更好的人。
Many people think that after I believe, I will become a better man.
但圣经说，我信主乃是成为一个新造的人。
But in the Bible, it says you become a new creation.
不是成为一个好人。
not a good man,
但是成为一个新造的人,
a new creation.
所以我们才真的要来认识主说我这新造的人应该怎么活呢?
So how do we live as a new creation in Christ?
这个所以这个只是我稍微温习一下我们弟兄也提到成为一个门徒有一些基本的我们要去学习
Our brother also mentioned certain fundamental things that we need to learn as a disciple
我在这里只是稍微温习几件事情
And I just want to review some of them
他讲到我们来到面主的面前要以灵与真到主的面前
When we come to the Lord we have to come in truth and in spirit
所以如果在以灵跟真的相反是什么呢
What is the opposite of in truth and in the spirit?
它的相反就是我们用头脑来到主的面前。
The opposite is we come to the Lord by our mind.
所以我刚刚跟你们读更一个后书那一段话。
So in the Second Corinthians,
那里说我们来到读主的话，我们乃是真的能够从当中认识我的主。
It's when we come to read the Lord's word, we want to really know Him.
因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们来到神面前必须以灵与真诚的 来寻找他。
And so we have to come to him in spirit and in truth.
所以英文写得很好。如果我只是在这里整天钻研这些字句，他英文说 the letter kills. 你钻研的话只有把你杀掉。
If we just focus on the letter, the letter kills.
但是我们在里面能够遇见我的主的话，你整个人就活了。
But if in his word we can meet the Lord, then we will live.
所以我们来到聚会。或者是我们亲近主，我们求主给我们遇见我的主。
So when we come to a meeting, we need to meet the Lord.
我们弟兄伟修上礼拜跟大家交通了一个故事哈。
Last week, our brother Wei Xiu shared with us a story.
我们今天可以好好去研究怎么讲到主再来。
We can think about how the Lord is going to come.
我们也可以好好研究什么叫做被提。
Or we can do research how to be raptured.
可能我可以讲得非常好
and we could talk about this in a very great way
但是我可能不是一个在等候主回来的人
but we could be someone who is not waiting for him to come back
我们弟兄用的例子是我也想用的
he used an example which is one that I want to use also
尼托森弟兄有一天跟何淑恩姊妹在散步
our brother Ni met one day was walking along with Miss Barber.
我们姊妹就跟她说，哎，我们转个弯了，主会不会就在那里？
And our sister said, maybe when we turn the corner, maybe the Lord will be there.
我可以告诉弟兄姊妹，我是真的可以，如果是这样看，我是没什么感觉，怎么可能他在那里呢？
And for me, I might be thinking, how could that be?
但是我们的姊妹爱主要主的心，就是我转个弯，他可能在那里。
But our sister, with her heart yearning for the Lord, really thinks that way, that maybe he's just
around the corner. 这件事使我们弟兄完全在这个里面整个翻转过来。
And this thing turned around our brother.
我们能够讲这个真理，但不见得是一个真正等候主的人。
We could be talking about this truth of the second coming, but we might be one who's not waiting for the Lord.
第二个，我们弟兄教导到良心是一个门徒必须恢复的。
And another thing our brother shared is that the conscience is something that a disciple has to have.
我们没信主都有良心。
We do have a conscience even before we believe.
但是我们的良心的功用可能非常糟糕。
But then the function of the conscience might be very weak.
我们可能做了很多事情，反正所有人看都是对的，我就是对的，没感觉的。
We do not have feeling of the conscience of whatever other people think is right we thought it's right too
所以我们看到保罗他这么被主用这么靠近主他却看到说我是一个罪人中的罪人
but Paul one who is greatly used by the Lord can see himself as the chief of all sinners
因为他靠近光他就一点点的伤他都看见
Because he's in the light, and so a little thing in him, he can see the problem.
我过去举过这个例子。
I have used this example in the past.
如果把这里的灯全关掉，这里一最大的脏的东西你都看不见。
If there's no light in this room, even if it's so dirty, you wouldn't see it.
如果我带个蜡烛来。
But if I bring in a candle,
这个蜡烛光最多给你看到很大很大的脏的东西。
This candlelight can only show a very big dirt.
你知道我们如果没信主，我们可能还有就像一个蜡烛，我们稍微看到有些不对的，我们可以看见。
So maybe when we're unbelievers, we can see some great wrong.
但是很多东西看不见。
But many things we really cannot see.
当我们慢慢把灯一个个打开的时候。
But when we turn on every light,
我们的良心这个功用就好像这光出来很多的罪物我们都看见。
Then the function of the conscience is restored and we can see.
所以我们良心要功用，我们需要多清清楚的。
So for the conscience to really function, we need to be near the Lord.
第三个。
And the third one.
我们弟兄交通道，我们要肩负耶稣基督的见证。
Our brother shared that we need to uphold the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
这个是我们每一个蒙恩的人，我们被主托付的。
This is what the Lord entrusts us, each and every one of us.
这个是我上次跟大家交通我提过的。
I have mentioned this before.
我就跟大家稍微温习一下。
And I want to review this.
这见证，我们可以分两方面来讲。
When we talk about testimony, there are two aspects.
一个是我们个人的见证，一个是一个团体的见证。
First is our personal testimony.
我们个人的见证，我们要见证我的主是活的，是真的。
Our personal testimony is to testify that the Lord is real and He is living.
我们要见证这个，我们必须有个操练，祷告与信心。
And we need to have practice. We need to pray. We need to.
我们需要经历过我祷告，主听我的祷告。
We need to experience that the Lord hears our prayer.
关于信心的话，圣经说：“人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。”
And the Bible said, "Without faith, we cannot please Him."
来到主面前，必须凭信心，不是凭眼见。
So when we come before the Lord, we have to come by faith and not by sight.
这个是一个很大的一个话。
This is a great thing.
我们今天受世界的影响非常厉害。
We are very influenced by the world.
我们只会看我们周遭发生的事情。
When we look around us,
但是我们很少说主，你的原则是怎么做的呢？
We rarely think about Lord, how do you want to do this thing?
如果我们愿意照主的原则走。
If we want to go by the Lord's principle,
你会不断的在信心与祷告上面一直成长。
Then you will grow in faith.
这个是我们个人在主面前要有的见证。
This is our testimony.
那关于团体的呢？
And what is the testimony of
团体乃是说我们都是神的儿女，我们在这里是神的身体，要见证主的身体是怎么过的。
We want to testify the body of Christ.
那主耶稣在福音书里面是他肉身在地上行走。
In the gospel, the Lord was here on earth, and He showed us how He walked on earth.
Walking His physical body.
Oh, He was walking in the earth with His physical body.
到了使徒行传，他人升天了。
But in Acts, He has already ascended.
他还是在地上行走。
And He still walks.
圣经告诉我们说，他现在是头，教会的头，教会是他的身体。
Now the Bible said he is the head and the church is the body.
现在有个宇宙人，一个巨人，顶天立地，真的叫顶天立地，在地上行走。
There's this giant walking on earth.
所以我们今天如果讲到身体，我们有几件事我们需要看一看。
So when we talk about the body of Christ, there's few things that we need to.
整个身体是听头指挥的。
The whole body is under the direction of the head.
So, 换句话说，我们是主的身体，是听主的指挥的。
So we are the body of Christ. So we need to listen to the direction.
我们怎么知道主怎么指挥我们呢？
How do we know how the Lord is directing us?
这个我这个是温习我们这半年一年来许多的交通。
I'm reviewing what we have talked about in the last.
一个重生的旧的人里面会有生命的感觉。
One who is born again would have the sense of life in him.
这个生命感觉可以分，也可以分几个来看。
And the sense of life, we can look at it different ways.
一个叫做良心。
One is the conscience, which we have mentioned.
良心会给你不平安。
The conscience will let you feel not peaceful.
不用人教你的。
This is something that's not taught
by others. 你的良心就突然间很敏锐。
It's it's very amazing that your conscience all of a sudden becomes very conscious.
过去教导过一个小偷，他信主了，他后来还去偷。
For example, the thief, he after he believes, he still steal, but then he feels something.
Yeah, 那他偷的这次偷，他偷东西吃哈，但第二次吃他里面一点平安都没有，吃不下去。
He wants to steal something to eat, but after he did that, he couldn't eat what he.
他圣经里面的话还不知道怎么讲，但是主的生命在里面，不许可。
Even though he has not very deep knowledge of the Bible, but the Lord in him show him that there's something wrong.
一个弟兄在东北，应该是在东北吧？这个，他每餐都要喝酒。有一天他吃饭，他就是没办法喝酒。
There's a brother, and every time he has a meal, he has to drink.But this time he couldn't.
他里面这个让他完全没平安再继续喝了。
Inside of him, he cannot feel peace.
没有人告诉他过不可以喝酒。
Nobody told him that he cannot drink.
在国内有一次很多年前一个布道会完了。
In many years ago, after an evangelistic meeting,
有一个宿舍的厨房突然犯贱，很多刀刀叉叉盘子都送回来了。
They discovered that in the kitchen there are many utensils that have come back.
因为我们都很习惯把东西都拿回去自己宿舍去用，就用到毕业才还的。
Many people take things away, you know, from a dorm and then use it for themselves.
Until they graduate, they will return it. 这个啊，我们习惯这个，但那一天他们信主了，他发现不行了，我不能够这样用公家的东西全还回去了。
But because they believe in Jesus, they feel that now they cannot do such a thing, so they return the stuff that they have taken before.
我们灵里面有三个功用，一个是良心，一个是直觉，一个是交通。
In our spirit, there's the conscience, the intuition, and then the communion.
第二个，这个直觉也是主摆在我们心里面的。
Intuition is also something the Lord places in
our heart. 你会突然间一件事情说这个不对。
All of a sudden, you realize this is not right.
以前有个小女孩，她读了一本书，在基督教学校，她读一本书，她读完之后告诉老师说，这本是一个不好的书。
There was a little girl in a Christian school. After she read that book, she told the teacher, "This is not a good book."
这个是基督教学校哈，这老师从头到尾读很多次找不到，结果他们很多人去读，花了一段时间，终于发现有一句话是有问题。
And even though a lot of them didn't realize after they read the book.Word by word, they realize it's true. There's something wrong with one of the passages.
我可能跟你们讲过这个故事，还是这故事很多，不过我要去把它都收集多一点。这个有一个商人在中南亚有一次他的好朋友这个跟他一起做生意的请他吃饭。
There was a businessman in Southeast Asia, and then he had a dinner with a business associate.
他那天去的时候很高兴的去了。
That day he went joyfully to the dinner.
但到了大厦的门口，大楼的门口，他开始里面不舒服了。
But then when he reached the gate of the building, he started feeling uneasy.
他还是继续往前按电梯上楼。
He still continued and went up the elevator.
当他一直上去，他里面的不舒服越来越重。
But this uneasiness became greater and greater.
当他要按门铃的时候，他发现这个重到一个地步，他有经历。他说：“主在跟我说话。”
And then right before he rang the doorbell, he felt this real great burden. So he realized the Lord wanted to say something to him.
所以他就没按门铃，就退回去下楼下电梯回家。
So he didn't continue ring the doorbell. He went back home.
过了一段时间，他那时候不懂。什么事情
？He didn't understand what happened that day.
过了一段时间，这个他知道，原来他这五个朋友那天晚上准备把他毒死。
And then later on, he found out the five friends wanted to poison him that night.
但是他顺服里面那个直觉给他说，他就听话走。
But because he followed what's in his intuition, what the Lord was telling him, he left.
还有一个。乃是我们主真的会跟我们讲话的。
And another thing is, we need to know the Lord wants to speak to us.
我们弟兄也有见证说，主会在我们心中会催促，会跟我们讲话的。
Our brother said that the Lord will tell us, speak to us in our heart.
弟兄姊妹, 常常没有经历的人整天问,
For those who have not experienced it, they always ask, How does the Lord speak to us?
但是我们经历过主的人, 我们知道主会跟我们讲话。
But for us who have experienced it, we know that the Lord speaks.
所以这个是第一个哈, 关于我们做主的声音, 主是头, 我要一直好好操练, 怎么样听主的话。
So, for us who are in the body, we need to know that the Lord speaks to us and we need to listen to Him.
我上个礼拜也跟大家，上个是交通也跟弟兄姊妹讲到, 我们既然是信主, 我们在主身上, 我们就各为肢体。
And I also mentioned that since we are a body, each of us is a member of the body.
我们知道每个肢体有不同的功用。
And each member has its own function.
如果我们这功用显的话, 我们要忠于我们所有的功用。
If we know our function, we need to be faithful and do our part.
如果我们不喜欢我这份功用, 我喜欢别人的那一份的功用的话呢, 那就会出问题了。
If we do not like our function, but we like other people's function, then there's going to be a problem.
上次交通很多, 我就不提了。
I'm not going to dwell on that.
第三个,
this time.
身体是彼此供应的。
The third is the body has to be helping each other.
这个是非常好, 就彼此是辅助的。
We need to be helping each other.
知道我现在喉咙不是很好。
You all know that I have some problem with my throat.
我现在这个常常讲话, 我就说祷告求主自己托住。
And I pray that the Lord will support me in this.
最少有一个是知道的，就是说我吃东西这块肌肉不动了。But
at least I know there's some a problem with my muscle, and it cannot, it's not flexible enough.
这个吃东西啊，那我是门外汉。这个你吞东西那个肌肉是会动的，就给你吃的东西能够进去你的食道。If
the muscle is working, what you swallow will go into your esophagus.
我那块肌肉不动。
But my problem is that particular muscle is not moving right.
它就在那把你吃的东西存一部分就摆在那。
So it retains some of the food there.
这个，我们都是主特别造的。
We are all wonderfully made by the Lord.
医生说你是不是中风过？
And the doctor said, "Did you have a stroke?"
我说我从来不知道我自己什么时候中风。I
said, "I didn't realize I had a stroke."
这个，但是感谢主，这个还是可以吃了。But
thank the Lord, I can still eat.
所以我们常常就我这扯开说，我们每件事要常常感谢主，就算吃东西也要感谢主。
And as an aside, I'm saying that we have to be very thankful to the Lord, even
这个,
the fact that we can eat.
这个吃东西是很基本的, 每天都要过的。
Eating is something very basic, and we need it daily.
六年前, 另外一件事是我的胃跑到我食道里面去了。
Six years ago, something happened to me. My stomach kind of went up to the esophagus.
吃什么都痛。
So everything that I eat, I have pain.
医生说你可以开刀不试，你就 live with it.
And the doctor said, well, it's either you have surgery or live with it.
但神也很有恩典，那这个胃又自己跑出去了。
But the Lord was gracious, and the stomach went down by itself.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们什么事都要感谢主。
So in everything, we need to give thanks.
有人说我吃饭为什么要祷告？
Some people say, why do we need to pray before a meal?
对我来讲, 没第二句话, 我感谢主给我今天还能够吃。
For me, I have to be very thankful that I can still eat.
所以你要知道, 我们今天在身体里面是彼此的供应。
So today in the body, we have to support and help each other.
你不要以为说我才刚刚信主, 我来聚会, 反正就是在听, 就是坐在这里听就好了。
Don't think that just because I'm a new believer, I'm just going to sit here and just listen.
你知道，你专心聚会，已经对讲员非常的一个生命的供应。Even
if you just really listen well and pay attention, you are already helping the speaker.
你知道，我们有遇过，有人在讲了，有人在睡觉，有人在心不在焉，有人看报纸，有人玩游戏，都有。
So sometimes for the listeners, some of them are dozing off, some are reading the newspaper, some are not paying attention.
你知道，这个对讲的就非常吃力。
For if that's the condition, it's very hard for the speaker.
所以我们有个弟兄呢，他说我讲到看天的。
So one of the speakers said, when he speaks, he just look up to the sky.
从来不看下面的人什么动作。
He doesn't look at the audience.
他说我讲就对神负责，我讲。
Because he just speaks, in response to the Lord.
我还没学到这个窍门。
I haven't really learned that yet.
你知道我们身体彼此的供应哈。
So the body, the members helping each other.
你知道我举一些例，好像我们有人祷告。
So for example, somebody's praying.
如果你专心听的，有哪一句话跟你所想的，或者你同样有感动，你就说阿门。
So if you listen carefully and there's something that the person said that, what your heart, feels too, you respond by saying amen.
或者是的，反正要有点反应。
You need to have a response.
你说一个祷告完全没反应了，这个没法再祷告下去。
So if one is praying and there's no response at all, it's
不过我们要搞清楚啊，我祷告不是给大家，只是给大家听的。
But on the other hand, when you pray, it's not.
我们祷告是给主听的。
We are praying to the Lord, not to others.
那是因为我这个祷告，其他人也有同样这个祷告要给主听的，这个阿门就出来了。
But when we pray and there's similar.Prayer in the other people, then they can respond.
同样，好像伯比的聚会
，or in our breaking of the bread.
不是什么人在这里主持。
It's not a single person directing the meeting.
你知道，伯比聚会是唯一一个是主耶稣是主人。
In the breaking of the bread, this meeting, our Lord is the host.
所以我们都一同聚到他的面前。
So we all come before him.
也不是只有几个人在 partake 在这个参与这个伯饼聚会。
And it's not only a few people partaking in this meeting.
乃是我们全部人都参与。
But we are all partakers.
如果我们都能够把我们几句感谢赞美主的话，很简单，几句话告诉主，哇，主高兴的不得了。
If we can say a few words of thanks to him, he will be so pleased with us.
你知道这个聚会啊。就活过来了。
And the whole meeting will be alive.
所以这个是我们在这里要学习的。
These are all things that we need to be learning.
我们知道主说每一个重生得救人，神都给你5000、5000、2000、1000的这个恩赐。
We know that the Lord gives us talent, different talents, 5000, 2000, 1000, 2000.
最少都有1000。
For the least is at least 1,000.
所以我们呢，最简单的，我可以祷告，我可以专心在到聚会中来，在主这面前。
In very simple way, we can all pray, we can all be attentive, we can all come before the Lord.
因为我们不用的话，主耶稣怎么说？你是又饿又懒的仆人。
Because the Lord said, if you do not use your talent, you are lazy and worthless servant.
到他审判的那一日，你是被丢在黑暗里，你要哀哭切齿。
And when the judgment day comes, you are in the outer darkness.
So, 我们今天呢，肩负主的见证，我们需要有使命感。
So, we need to have real passion for this.
这个是用 passion 使命。
Mission. You have to have a sense of mission.
Yeah, 这是我们的 mission. 这是我们需要有知道，我这个是主托给我的。
We need to know this is what the Lord entrusts us.
这个托给我，虽然我可能是一个很年幼的弟兄，但这件事托给我。
So even though we are young in the Lord, but if the Lord entrusts this thing to us,
我看到哪里有需要，我去补上去。
If we see there's a need, we need to be moving.
我看哪个整个里面哪里有破口，我去堵住那个破口。
If there is a gap, we need to stand on the gap.
你说大卫，他去送食物给他哥哥在战场。
So when we see David, when he took the food to his brothers,
他是一个小年轻人，打仗关他什么事？
He was a young person, and what is the war to him?
当他听到那个非利士巨人哥利亚说，在骂这个你们的神，你们根本没人可以出来跟我打。
But when he heard that Goliath was defaming the name of the Lord,
你知道他年轻的心里面就觉得说，这个人怎么可以辱骂耶和华的军队呢？
In him he felt that how can this person be saying such thing to the army of the Lord?
说他自己自荐去见王，说我出去打。
So he went out and went to the king and volunteered and said he will fight for the Lord.
他不是讲讲，他真的最后把哥利亚打下来。
And he not only said it, but he really did it. And he really.
不要看我们年轻，在主的面前，主不能用的。
So we should not look down on ourselves that we're young, that the Lord cannot use us.
我上次 OK， 我想退休会我就只是这几件事，愿意稍微再加重，跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
So I just want to kind of emphasize again what we had learned.
我们必须成为门徒的。
We need to become disciples.
我们必须经历主。
And we need to experience the Lord.
我们必须肩负主的见证。
And we need to uphold His testimony.
我上次特别跟弟兄姊妹交通到奉献。
Last time I specifically shared on consecration.
我们弟兄这次也说哈，如果一个人不奉献给主，我们在属灵上面没有路可走。
And this time our brother said again that unless we consecrated ourselves, we really cannot go far in our spiritual
walk. 我们在奉献这一关如果没有过的话。
And if we do not consecrate ourselves,
我上次已经讲了，属灵的生活还没开始。
Actually, we have not begun our spiritual life.
在走这条属灵的道路还没上路。
We haven't started walking this spiritual walk.
所以换句话说，成为门徒是必须的，或者说奉献也是必须的。
So it is vital to be a disciple, and the same thing we need to consecrate.
只有你奉献，这一条是一个蒙福的路。
And the way of consecration is the way of blessing.
就我们奉献，我们才能够被主使用。
If we consecrate ourselves, then the Lord can use us.
我今天愿意继续再有点交通哈，从另外一方面来看。
And I want to continue to share on this from a different aspect.
我们翻到创世纪。
Let's turn to Genesis.
第十二章。
Genesis chapter
12. 我想英文就不读了哈，请英文的自己读好不好？
For the English speakers, they can just read along by themselves.
创世纪十二章第七、第八节。
Genesis chapter 12:7-8.
我读给大家听哈，这里说耶和华向亚伯兰显现，说我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从哪里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱，他就在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。十三章第三、第四节。
In Genesis 13:3-4,
他从南地渐渐往伯特利去，到了伯特利的爱和爱的中间，就是从前支搭帐篷的地方，也是他起先筑坛的地方。他又在那里求告耶和华的名。第十八节。
And then verse 18,
亚伯兰就搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住。在哪里为耶和华筑了一座坛、我想我再读多一段哈，这个第十节到第十三节。
Then look at verses 10.
十三章。
Same chapter, chapter 13, verses 10-13.
这里关于罗德的哈，我读给大家听。罗德举目看见约旦河的全平原，直到索尔，都是滋润的，那地在耶和华未灭索多玛俄摩拉以先，如同耶和华的院子，也像埃及地。于是罗德选择约旦河的全平原往东迁移，他们就彼此分离了。亚伯兰住在迦南地，罗德住在平原的城邑，渐渐挪移帐篷，直到索多玛。索多玛人在耶和华的面前罪大恶极。我们翻到新约的彼得前书。
Then let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章
First Peter
我们也是只是中文第一章彼得前书第一章第一节
First Peter chapter 1 verse 1:1
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太加巴多加亚西亚比敦尼寄居的17节
Then verse 17.
你们既称了不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。最后我们再读一段希伯来书第十一章。
And then Hebrews chapter 11.
第十一章第十三节到第十六节。
From verses 13 to 16.
这些人都是存着信心使的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡，他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神称他们为所以神被他们被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。我们圣经就读这么多。
Now, here we stop here.
奉献哈，我要从另外一边继续跟弟兄姊妹交通。
I want to look at consecration from another
perspective. 这里提了两件事情，一个叫祭坛，一个叫帐篷。
One talks about the altar, and the other one is the tent.
这两个都跟我们奉献有关系的。
Both of these are related to our consecration.
奉献就是一个过祭坛的生活。
To consecrate is to go through the altar.
你看到这个亚伯拉罕。
We see Abraham.
他住在乌尔，住在很应该住在很好的房子里。
He lives in the Ur of Chaldees.
应该都是用砖盖的房子，我们现在木头盖都不够他好。
He must be living in a nice place, probably made of brick.
但是有一天他遇见主，他竟然能够离开他住的这么好，往旷野走。
But then one day he met the Lord, and he could leave behind the good place and go to the wilderness.
往沙漠地走。
He was going to the desert.
一个人遇见主之后，你发现他一些举动，可能是一般人不能够理解的。
After a person met the Lord, what he does is probably not understandable for the rest.
当他出到旷野的时候，
when he reached the wilderness,
你发现他有个举动，他筑一座坛。
What he did was he built an altar.
你知道筑坛乃是献上燔祭。
And to build an altar, he offered up burnt offering.
你知道燔祭乃是全部献上给主的。
Burnt offering is totally given to the Lord.
不是献一半的。
It's not just halfway.
也是全烧掉。
It's totally burned.
那帐篷呢？
And what's the tent?
帐篷啊，就是常常移动的。
A tent is a movable thing.
我不知道今天啊，我们在座有多少人想住帐篷。
I don't know how many of us want to live in a tent.
我相信这些 young people 就蛮想 camping。
Maybe for the young people, they like to camp.
住房子住腻了，要去住 camping.
They're tired of living in houses and want to experience camping.
我跟你讲啊，住几天很好玩啊。
So maybe a few days camping is fun.
你住很多天了，你就说 Daddy, I want to go home.
But after a while, you probably say, Daddy, I want to go home.
你说不行啊，这里真的什么都没有，这个野地生活够了，我体会够，回家吧。
I have enough experience of the wilderness. I want to go home.
我想十多年前我带过大概二十几位弟兄姊妹真的去 camping.
Ten or so years ago, I brought a few brothers and sisters camping.
我是一个城市的孩子，叫我整天住 camping 是不行的。
I'm a city boy, and so it's very hard for me to be camping.
其实我发现也没有多少人真的能够很多天住在那里。
And I found that not many people really want to be camping.
所以我那时候去找呢，有一个很大的地可以搭很多的营，我们搭了大概15个营，这个很大的营。
So I found a place where we could tent up to like 10.
那时候啊，现在是应该都有。那时候要找到呢，就是说你只要走不到两分钟，就有一个很好的热水澡可以洗。
And the criteria was to find like within 2 minutes there's a place where you can take hot shower.
这么热，这个你能够 take a shower， 哇，好舒服啊！每个都是最喜欢就有一个，这个有个热水澡可以洗一洗。
And everybody looks forward to that shower.
所以你知道，那个时候没太多人 complain， 没有人埋怨了，因为有那个很好。
Because there's that shower, not many people.
然后还有插电，说大家煮的东西又很好吃，都不是怎么烤的，没有那么烤啊，就煮的。
And there's also electricity in that camp, so we could really cook.
我想啊，如果亚伯拉罕那时候是这样子，他也 OK 了哈。这个我，我想他那时候没这种东西的。
But during the time of Abraham, that's not the condition.
你要知道，他一转变了。It's a change of lifestyle. 整个生活的方式整个变。
When he left Ur, he had a change of lifestyle.
你发现他能够这样变，因为他遇见过主。
And the reason he could be like that.
他能够放胆的往前走。
And he could go forward with the Lord.
圣经里面有一个很重要的观念，我们所有属主的人必须知道的。
There is a concept that we all need to know.
因为我们在地上是寄居的。
We are here as sojourners.
这个我们今天很多是留学生在这里，我们基本上当初拿了两个皮箱就是来寄居的。
Many of us here started as foreign students in this country.
我有时候想想一想，两个皮箱来这寄居一下，哇，不小心过了三十年。
I came with two suitcases, but I've been here for 30 years.
More than 30 years.
More than 30 years.
但是呢，我们总要有个思想说哈。我还是寄居的。
But we need to keep on having this heart that
我们不要在地上拼命的这个增加很多东西。
We cannot just keep on accumulating worldly stuff.
我们要搬走的时候，你会发现呢，你过很多年搬家，以前在一个 sedan 就可以搬走。过一段时间是要一个 van， 现在大卡车不见得还搬得走。
You can see that how we accumulate. When we move, maybe the first time you need a little car, and then you need a truck, and then now a big container will not be able to put in your stuff.
我们可以有这个东西哈，但是我们必须记得我们是过客。
It's not that we cannot own things, but our heart should be we're just sojourners here.
英文还有一个字，他用陌生人 stranger。
Oh, another term they use is we're just strangers here.
So 我们常常去旅游啊，其实我们去到那个不认识的国家去旅游，我们就是 strangers.
So when we go sightseeing or go to another place, especially to another country, we are strangers.
主要给我们有个概念，我们在地上是一个陌生人。
The Lord wants us to realize that here on earth we are strangers.
我们刚刚读过希伯来书那段，我们的家不在这里。
We read from Hebrews that our home is not here.
So, 我们回来把这帐篷跟祭坛合起来再来看。
So, when we look at the tent and the altar together,
当亚伯兰筑坛
when Abraham built an altar,
他把祭物献上
and he put a burnt offering,
我们发现他献上，但他还是有他的牛，有他的羊，有很多东西。
Even after he offered, he still has his cattle and his sheep.
这给我们有个观念哈，我们献上之后，神不见得全拿走。
It shows us that after we offered, it doesn't mean that the Lord takes everything away.
主会拿走一些，主也为你留下一些。
The Lord will take some, but he will also leave some for you.
但是我们要知道，主留下的那个都是属主的。
And whatever he left for you actually belongs to him. Today, we're just stewards of this thing.
我们要记得，我们愿意献上，主不见得全拿走。
We should realize that even though we were willing to offer everything, the Lord might not take everything away.
你看亚伯拉罕，他把儿子献上，他儿子死了吗？
So when he gave Isaac to the Lord, did Isaac die then?
没有，神把以撒还他。
No, the Lord returned Isaac to Abraham.
这个孩子从今是献在主的手中的。
But then this child belongs to the Lord.
我们今天哈很多东西啊，我们怕我给了主，我什么都没有。
Today we're always afraid that if we give it to the Lord, we're left with nothing.
那说，哎呀，我把婚姻献给主，哇，他不给我结婚吗？这个一生守寡了。
So when we say we want to give our marriage to the Lord, does it mean that I'm not going to get married ever?
我记得那时候我还单身啊，我的确我说哇，这个怎么还没能结婚哈、啊？这个的确把婚姻这个交奉献给主。
I remember that when I was single, I offered up my marriage to the Lord.
你知道我跟 Sherry 交往的时候，我们不久就分手。
And then when after I know Sherry for a while, then we break up again.
Again, first time.
Sorry, not again.
他比我知道多了，我来问，等一下问问他。但是你看，主最后还是把他还给我。
But then the Lord give her back to me again.
你知道我认定一件事情啊，是我的，没人拿得走。
There's one thing I learned that if something really belongs to you, nothing is going to take away.
我也不强求。
And if it is not yours, then don't try to hold on. If you have this kind of attitude, it's very easy.
神看我婚姻对我好，主比我还关心。
If the Lord sees that marriage is good for you, He's even more concerned than you.
神就在那里预备一个人，就慢慢等他预备好了，到时间到了，那你可以再和好。
He will prepare somebody for you, and when the right time comes, it will happen.
神为我们耶稣基督预备的配偶就是如此，等我们预备好，就时间到。
And that's how our God prepared a bride for His Son Jesus.
我们很多时候不敢奉献，因为我怕穷。
Many times we don't want to consecrate ourselves because we're afraid of being poor.
我告诉弟兄姊妹，你真的奉献给主，不见得你就穷。
But actually, if you consecrate yourself, not necessarily you're going to be poor.
主还是会给你过活。 但是你要知道，这个所有养生的能力都是出自他。The
Lord will provide, and the strength to provide is from Him.
所以我们要知道，我活着是为了养生。So
we know that when we live, when we have a job or whatever, it's just to live.
你有这个观念，你就知道保罗讲的，我知道怎么处丰富，也知道怎么处贫穷。
If you have this perspective, then you know what Paul means by I know how to be in richness and I know how to be in poverty.
当我年轻的时候，主有个呼召叫我要全时间来服侍主。
When the Lord called me to serve Him full time,
我那时候就很怕穷。
I was very afraid of being poor.
我说我有好多的理想，做传道人穷死了。
And all my dreams of being a servant of the Lord, it's all gone.
经过一些的年,
but after years
主的,
gone by,
主还是不放过这个的呼召,
and the Lord still called me.
但你知道我还那时候还没把自己奉献给主，我只是这件事上我一定要 deal with it.
And I haven't consecrated myself, but I need to deal with this thing.
所以那一次主又来了，我说我就答应主这样的呼召。
And so the Lord asked me again, and I consented this request from Him.
那主到今天还给我有一份养生的工作，还没要我放下事业。
And even up to this day, the Lord still provide me with a job.
那对我来讲，放下职业是随时都可以的事情。And
right now, to me, to give up my job is something that I'm ready.
其实这个不是 right now， 是一直以来。 什么时候放下职业都可以。
It's not just right now, but I had always had this attitude that I'm ready to give up my job.
你要知道，圣经里面许多的原则，乃是说我们愿意给主，主必须要苦待我。
We need to realize that the Lord is not trying to make it hard for us.
说主耶稣有一句话说，有给的就给你。
And that's why the Lord said that if you give, then you will be given.
我们这个金钱的奉献啊，常常不敢给，因为给了我就少了。
Many times we don't want to offer money to the Lord because we think that we will lack.
但是圣经给我们看到，你肯给的，主就丰丰富富的给你。
But the Lord shows us that if you're willing to give, the Lord will give you back.
所以我们今天现在要看到哈，这个祭坛这件事情，我们愿意给主。 主在这里，他付我们整个生活。And
here we need to realize that with the altar, if we're willing to give it up to the Lord, the Lord will be responsible.
我们刚刚读亚伯罕的故事。We
read the story of Abraham.
他去了伯特利跟爱中间建筑坛了。He
built an altar between Bethel and Ai.
但是你发现他后来因为饥荒，他跑到埃及去了。
And we realize that because of famine, he went to Egypt.
那他回到哪里? 他回到他原来主祭坛的地方。
But when he came back, where did he go? He went to the
我们今天有时候, 就算我奉献了, 我也忘记我奉献了。
Sometimes after we consecrated, we forget that we
have already consecrated.
We went our own way again.
但是我们主说, 我们总要有一个意念说, 主, 主如果再把我带回来, 我要回到我献主坛的那个地方。
But when the Lord brings us back, we want to go back to the place of the altar.
所以这个叫做恢复。
And this is to be restored.
如果用我们今天圣经的话, 我们常常更新我们在主面前的奉献。
We need to daily reconsecrate ourselves.
我们从圣经今天没办法都看哈, 圣经还有叫重建祭坛。
In the Bible, there's the rebuilding of the altar.
这个重建乃是讲到我们再一次把自己奉献给主。
This rebuilding of the altar indicates that we have to reconsecrate ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 神从来不勉强我们奉献给他的。
We know that the Lord will never force us to give up ourselves.
我上次也跟弟兄姐妹讲, 保罗说我劝你, 我没有命令。
I've shared that Paul never commanded the brothers and sisters. He beseeched them.
因为神给我们一个自由意志, 实在是不简单。
Because the Lord gives us a freedom to choose.
我们这么顾自己的人, 神还愿意等我们, 我们愿意自愿甘心地把自己奉献给主。
We who are so self-centered, and yet the Lord is willing to wait for us, that one day we will willingly give ourselves to Him.
大家有没有想一想啊, 如果我们今天所有用的东西啊, 都开始有人格起来, 它都开始有自由意志了。
Have you ever thought that the things that you're using, what if they all start to have free will?
你知道我们生活会变怎么样吗?
What do you think your life will be?
早上了牙刷要刷牙。
For example, in the morning, you're going to brush your teeth.
牙刷说,你的口太臭,我不想。
Then your toothbrush said, no, I get bad breath, I'm not going to do my job.
你要去开车赶时间要上班了。
Or when you're going to drive to work.
你的车的引擎说,今天很累。
Your engine said, I'm too tired, I'm not going to go.
我跟你讲,我们的生活基本上是瘫痪的。
Your life would be all of a sudden stopped.
有一个小女生啊,有一次她自己的祷告,她说,主啊,我只有一个弟弟都管不了。
A little girl said, I have only a little brother, and even him couldn't control.
我说神啊,全世界这么多人,你怎么管?
He said, Lord, there's so many people in this world. How can you control them?
所以弟兄姊妹啊,我们但愿我们在神手中是被主管得了。
May we be one who's willing to be controlled by Him.
你真的愿意说主, 我愿意在我生命中居首位。
That we're willing to tell Him that you be the head of my and Lord of my life.
你知道很多东西会变的。
We know that things change.
如果我们没有一个习惯, 这早晨来好好有几分钟安静在主面前读主的话, 祷告。
If we do not have a habit of getting up in the morning and spend a few minutes with the Lord praying and thinking about Him, we need to have this kind of practice.
你知道早期这个在国内啊, 弟兄姊妹有个, 我想用, 暂时用一个说是口号。
In the early days in the mainland, brothers and sisters have this slogan.
他说早上我不吃灵粮就不吃早餐。
So if I haven't eaten the spiritual food, I'm not going to have my breakfast. If I haven't spoken to the Lord, then I will not speak to anybody. If I haven't seen the Lord, I'm not going to meet other people.
你知道我最近发现了,今天这个摩登的时代的确很多打岔的。
And I realize that in this modern society, there are so many distractions.
很多时候我们这个先亲近主之后,然后回到公司才开电脑,或者怎么样的。
So, say we go before the Lord, and then we go to work, and then turn on the computer.
这种iPad的发现,不见得是太好。
But with the iPad, it might not be very good for us.
我用它当作闹钟。
We use the iPad as our alarm clock.
但是闹钟一来，你关掉闹钟了，对不对？
After the alarm rang, you turn it off.
你很自然的第一个就看有没有什么 email.
And very naturally, you try to check if you have an email.
以前开电脑，等它慢慢机开，哎呀，等到哪一天才看到电那个 email.
In the past, when you turn on your computer, it needs to run for a while before you get your email.
一来就很多 email 在那里。
But the iPad is different. Instantly, you see all your email. 尤其是里
面有些很重要的跟弟兄姊妹是什么信息，你赶快就看看这个。
And maybe there's some email from brothers and sisters which are very important. You want to find out.
你还没见主的面，你就先见 iPad.
So before you meet the Lord, you already have to face your iPad.
所以我们的确在生活中有很多需要调整。
So there are many things that we need to adjust in our life.
但是有一件事情，我们越照着主所安排的方法设计来过活的话，这是最蒙福的。
But if we're willing to go along with how the Lord wants us to order our life, that's the most blessed way.
电池一定要这样摆下去才能够通电，你故意要倒转是绝对不稳。
You know that to make things work, you need to place the battery in a certain way. And if you put in another direction, it's not going to work.
所以在我们的读书生涯，在我们的工作，在我们的家庭，求主给我们恢复能够有主祭坛的生活。
So in our work life, our school life, our family life, may the Lord restore this altered life in our life.
当我们愿意让主在这里有地位的话，你发现很多关系都会对。
That the Lord will have a prominent place in our life.
我刚给你们读了，我用罗德这个故事结束。
I want to close with the story of Lot.
罗德也去住帐篷。
Lot also went along and lived in a tent.
但是他唯一的败笔，他没有筑过一个祭坛。
But he has never built an altar.
说他在他这个生活里面，他从来没想过我要尊主为大。
So in his life, he has never honored the Lord as his first place in his life.
他从住砖屋子跑来住寄居的帐篷。
He moved from like a brick house to a tent as a journey.
但是读圣经，你发现。他又慢慢往那个有砖屋子的地方移回去了。
But slowly he tried to move closer and closer back to a brick house.
最后他住回去砖屋子了。
And in the end he moved into a city with a brick house.
弟兄姊妹，这是给我们很大的一个警惕。
This is a very great warning.
我们是要有烛坛，我们也要过寄居的生活的。
We need an altar and we need to be living in a tent.
不小心我们回去再住砖屋子了。
We cannot go back and live in houses.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
给我们在奉献这件事不真的很专注在这件事上把自己交给奉献给主。
So, we need to be very serious about consecration and give ourselves to the Lord.
好吧，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，你是用永远的爱爱我们。主啊，求你帮助我们在你还给我们在地上有的年日里面，主啊，吸引我们做一个真正跟随你的人。主耶稣，给我们看见我们的好处不在你以外，所以我们就乐意把自己奉献给你，因为我们知道你是爱我们的主，所以主把我们众人都托给你。主啊，但愿你在我们身上，你得着你该有的地位，以致我们在学业，或者在家庭，在单位里，主啊，我们应做站在你给我们的地位中，主啊，我们能够荣耀你的名，主啊，得着我们。Lord, help us that we are all willing to consecrate ourselves to you, because we know you. You use your eternal love to love us.And we can safely to put ourselves into your hand. So Lord, help us when we walk on this earth. We are willing to put our family, our work, our study into your hand. We know you were willing to bless us. So here, we commit everyone into your hand and be with us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.